This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Stuff out now. I don't know how long we're going to be on air. I mean, you can feel the evil. You feel the good rising against it, but you can cut the suspense with a knife right now. And I just see the average person still just into TV and into cults, like, yeah, New World Order, screw them, but hey, I'm going to go watch a movie and I'm going to go eat some, you know, steak tonight. And I'm not blaming you for wanting to do that. But I'm also pointing out it's all burning down. The globalists are taking over now. They're coming after the children. The lockdowns are happening. I'm going to cover that next segment. Here's a special report, though, by Greg Reese that, okay, it's got 500,000 views. It needs 10 million views. This is total proof they're murdering you with the so-called vaccine.
Internationally recognized leading pathologist Dr. Arne Burkhardt and renowned expert in the fields of microbiology and infectious diseases, Dr. Sukrit Bhakti, recently published irrefutable evidence that the mRNA shots are killing at least 40% of recipients. First, they explain why the experimental agents cannot protect against a viral infection, which we already know to be true by the overwhelming evidence and admissions that the more vaxxed up a person is, the more likely they are to get COVID. Doctors Burkhardt and Bhakti explain that this is due to the fact that the so-called vaccines sway the body into producing antibodies in the blood, but not within the mucous membranes that normally protect our respiratory tract. This is why the vaccinated are suffering what they call breakthrough infections. The COVID vaccines are turning off lymphocyte production where they need it the most, while amping it up in the bloodstream, which is where it gets much worse. For those without the vaccine, a natural infection with SARS-CoV-2 will in most cases remain localized to the respiratory tract. But for those who have been vaccinated, unrelated cells deep inside the body react to the respiratory infection by creating a new spike protein, which then causes the cell that created it to be attacked by the immune system. Experts warned us of this last year, and now it is clearly seen in the evidence. Doctors Burkhardt and Bhakti found this autoimmune disease present in most organs, but mostly in the heart, which helps explain why we are seeing so many cases of myocarditis and cardiac arrest. The vaccines trigger self-destruction. Analysis has now been performed on the organs of over 70 people who died after vaccination and who died for reasons officially unrelated to the vaccines. In most cases, arrhythmogenic heart failure was postulated as the cause of death, a mystery which has now been solved. What they found was inflammatory events in small blood vessels, characterized by an overabundance of T lymphocytes and dead cells, usually accompanied by tissue destruction. In other words, immunological self-attack. The evidence clearly shows that both mRNA and vector-based vaccines from all four manufacturers are inducing autoimmune disease in multiple organs, mostly the heart, followed by the lung, liver, thyroid, and brain.
These data are so damning that you don't have to start looking for other data to know that these vaccines are killing the young and the old. So the children are set up against the wall and they shoot. These damn people are shooting and they're killing our children. I can't stand it. We have a 4-year-old son and we're going to flee this damn country because we are not going to let himself be shot.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese. We'll be right back.
we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You want answers? You want to get out of this tyranny? Well, so do I, my friends. And I know how to get out of it. Identify the globalist and how they are psychologically weakening us, how they are dumbing us down, how they are rolling out their great reset, and say no to them and stop them. Submission is death to these tyrants. Resistance is victory. And all over the world, in Germany, in Italy particularly, they told them, don't go out on New Year's, don't fire fireworks, you'll be arrested. And so they're reporting dozens and dozens of times what would normally be fired off were fired off as a symbol of people in places like Naples and places like Rome saying no. And millions marching in Germany and millions marching in France and millions in Spain and places like Madrid. They said over a million people on the streets of Madrid. People are not submitting to this, being told to stay indoors, oh, because of a virus. It's all martial law training. And then shocking footage of riot police running over men, women, and children to try to rout people and create intimidation. What happens when they turn on the government and actually take over the palaces and things? Well, the globalists want that. Then that'll plunge the stock markets, consolidate control, and the globalists will come in and buy the country up for pennies on the dollar. That's why they have German shepherds literally attacking and ripping open people's bodies, as you're watching right now all over Europe. The police have been hired because they're subservient. They've been hired because they follow orders. And now there is the detonator to carry out these illegal orders that cause a mass uprising that in the documents that came out in 2002, the secret IMF documents that Greg Palast, the BBC, got back when they still had good reporters there, was they order the police to do things and carry out policies that are will break the social construct, that will break the social contract, and will make the public see the government as the enemy. Because the globalists are the banks sitting back. They can change governments. So have the people, because they're under attack, attack back and crush the government. It falls, they come in. And that's where they cooked the virus, released it, created a so-called vaccine that gives you cancer and heart attacks and death. That was the plan. That was the program. You've got these childlike populations in Europe, in the U.S., that have lived in liberty so long and haven't been in a big war in 70, 80 years, that they don't know what tyranny is. But now they're realizing, being locked up in your house, being told you got to take a poisonous shot to have a job, all of this sets the precedent of total control. And then you've got Big Pharma paying people billions a month. It's billions a month total in the world. Look it up. To lie and say no side effects. It works great. Don't listen to those that say it doesn't protect you. Even though they're saying you got to have your fourth or fifth shot now because it doesn't work. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. did a full interview. It's up on InfoWars.com. RFK Jr. smashes COVID narrative. Nobody has ever complied their way out of totalitarianism, which equates to resistance is victory. Here's what he had to say.
It's time we started standing up to all of these mandates. You remember when the government told us, when Tony Fauci told us that we were going to lock down, he said it was for 2 weeks. And now it's been almost 2 years. And I'm going to tell you 3 things that you need to remember in this critical day and age. One is that once government acquires a power, it never lets it go voluntarily. The second thing that we need to know is that every power that government acquires, using this pandemic as a pretense, it will ultimately abuse to the maximum effect possible. And this is just a rule that is as certain as gravity. The third thing that you need to know is that nobody has ever complied their way out of totalitarianism. Every time you comply, the demands will get greater and greater. We need to resolve here and now. This is the hill that we need to die on. They have come for our jobs. They've come for our transport. Now they're coming for our children. And we have an obligation as parents to protect them. There has never been a government in history that has told its people, we are going to demand that children sacrifice themselves and take risks to save old people. It's always the other way around. The old, the mature, the adults always put themselves at risk to protect their children. This is an ethical issue. It's a moral issue. It's an issue of character for each of us. And it's an issue about the preservation of democracy and public health. We all need to stand up now and do everything that we can to block these power plays by authoritarian powers that are trying to steal from us the health of our children.
Absolutely beautiful. You know, when he says we've never put adults above children, in the last 500 years of the Renaissance and Christianity really finally taking over, all before that, the pagans always tortured and killed kids. That was their religion. This is paganism that we see taking over right now. So Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is absolutely the very blood of truth when he says all that. And you notice, I boil it down very simply. Compliance is death. Compliance is death. Resistance is victory. Compliance is death. Resistance is victory. Compliance is death. Resistance is victory. Victory. You see that? You know where that comes from? To the Welsh longbowmen 1,000 years ago, and then even after that, when the English were able to take over France several times, it was that they had the longbows, and if the Norman ever got you, they'd cut your fingers off, your index and your middle, so you couldn't pull that bow. That's why they'd tell them, you see that? Got my fingers. I can fight back. I'm going to kill you. Back then, physically. And right now, they're killing our children physically. We're going to destroy them psychologically. And then they're going to be arrested in Nuremberg, too, and go to jail. But criminals can't help it. They cook up schemes, and they make their moves, and they've done it now. We're going to break in a few minutes. I'm going to come back, though, and hit the bad news. You just saw some of the good news. Humanity waking up and saying, no, need to know about the latest enemy attacks. And they're unprecedented. It just gets unprecedented every day as this stuff gets more intense. Separately, I cannot impart enough on you the amazing job you've done, all of you. You know who you are, that have listened to us, that have prayed for us, that have bought the products over the years, have supported our sponsors. You really are the tip of the spear. And now all that investment, all that time, and all that energy you put into promoting liberty is 9 months pregnant. I mean, this is the big battle. This is the big time. So take the articles, take the videos from InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and FreeWorldNews.tv. And take clips of them and share them and change the name and put your name on it. I don't care what you do. You have full permission. In fact, I'm on my knees asking you to share the articles and videos now more than ever because you are unstoppable. Also, financial support. Let me tell you. In fact, for some reason, we ran out of my house a month ago, and I started noticing energy levels. So I finally, last night, came to work and got a bottle of X2 and took it home because it had been sold out, and I hadn't got another bottle. Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the opposite of fluoride. They're hitting you with fluoride because it attacks your cells, lowers your electrochemical activity, absolutely attacks your DNA. What's the good halogen do? Pure iodine. Most people can't absorb the rest of the iodine that's out there. It's usually bound to stuff because it's so active. It's such a, I mean, pure iodine, you put a drop of it on a table, it's like, I dream of genie, it like turns into a purple cloud. It just aerosolizes. This is bound up in this palm oil. Your cells just gobble it up like ambrosia. It's 50% off, sold out for months, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion's about to sell out with all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids. But despite that, it's 50% off as well, and it funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with Fauci's latest criminal activity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Themselves on fire. They're not going to be violent to you. They're not going to say what you're doing is wrong. They're just going to go tell both sides that this is what you're doing to humanity and set themselves on fire. That takes a lot of will, a lot of courage. It just happened in Australia with a protester against the ongoing lockdowns, and the left is calling him a firebomber. See, how do you spin it when somebody kills themselves to protest peacefully? Well, you call him a firebomber. Horror, Australian man sets self on fire over COVID vaccine passports. But you read deeper, because he didn't just set himself on fire, they're calling himself a bomber. That's how these sick freaks spin everything. They think living in a world where you screw people over makes their life better. They don't know the hell they've created. That's coming up next segment, but let's look at this right now. There's video of this. I forget what number it is, guys, but get it ready, thanks. Video. Fauci decries and decrees, because he's God, Fauci decrees with his crown on that vaccine boosted Americans should not leave home. So even if you've had all the shots and your booster, you can't leave your house. But if you say the vaccine isn't a vaccine, it doesn't work, and lowers your immunity, which they admit is true, then if you're like Marjorie Taylor Greene or Dr. Robert Malone or Alex Jones, you get banned. You understand? Fauci, though, is allowed to say it. You're not allowed to say that it doesn't work. Here's the clip.
How should vaccinated and boosted people behave? Can they go into a restaurant, eat safely indoors right now?
You know, when you're having such a, I call it a tsunami of infections, Dana, we are seeing people who are vaccinated and boosted who are getting breakthrough infections. So when you're in a situation where you have so many infections going out, the thing that you want to say is that if you want to do things like that, better do them in a setting where you know the people around you are vaccinated and boosted. And that's the reason why I've been saying, when asked about the holiday season, the safest thing to do is to be in a home setting, friends, relatives who you know are vaccinated and boosted. If you want to go the extra step of safety, then get a quick antigen test, which will give you an extra degree of safety. What you want to avoid are places where you have 20, 30, 40, 50 people, many of whom you have no idea of whether or not they're vaccinated or boosted. That's more risky than in the home setting.
That sounds like a yes.
So the authoritarians know they've taken over the planet through fraud. They know they're imploding the currencies. They know if we get together, we're going to overthrow them. So they're just saying getting together causes death, and then the police come and attack you if you get together. And then meanwhile, statistically, it's the places where they're extremely injected and locked down where they have the highest levels of disease and death that are now taking place. See how that works? See how they figured all that out? They've done a great job of it, haven't they? But notice, oh, you're not safe when you took all the shots, even boosted, because the other people didn't take it. Oh, I get it. Letting you know that it didn't work. But blame those that didn't take the shot for the fact you're sick. And that's how they set up this whole plan to roll this out. It's how I told you 23 months ago now, in February of the year before last, that this was coming. And I told you, it's not 15 days to flatten the curve. It's going to be years and years and years until they announce it's permanent. Hence the statement that I coined, the worst part of the first 15 days. The worst part of 15 days to flatten the curve is the first 2 years. And somebody else said it, nobody knows who. But it's absolutely true. That what do the vaxxed and unvaxxed have in common? They're both never fully vaxxed. Video, Fauci decries that vaccinated and booster Americans should not leave home. Oh, and I remember talking to NYPD cops, their listeners. They said, well, this guy's a Democrat, Eric Adams, but he claims he'll end the lockdowns and the mandates. Oh, sorry. New York City Mayor Eric Adams will keep de Blasio's private sector vaccine mandate, plans potential expansions. Yeah. The big guys want control. Showed you this video earlier. Video, Dutch police sick attack dogs on anti-lockdown protesters. How dare you go outside? You're non-essential. You got to go bankrupt and let us control you. Wow. Infection experts, we will never see the end of the coronavirus. Told you 2 years ago they'd announced that in year three. They're already doing it. Elites exploit COVID-19 to erase free speech. AOC seen partying maskless at Miami drag bar amid controversy. Oh, but it's a drag bar, so it's okay. She breaks her own rules. Because the rules aren't for her. The rules are for you. Denmark, 90% of Omicron infections found in fully vaccinated or boosted individuals. The same numbers from around the world. England imposes new COVID measures on school children. They'll be required to test negative for COVID before the new term begins as UK government seeks to limit the spread. Oh, but it doesn't matter that they count the common cold or having it in the last year as COVID. Oh, and I've got that clip for you. Next segment. Technocrats go on censorship rampage in desperate attempt to prevent total narrative collapse. That was the Sunday Night Live show headline, but I wanted to read that because it's so incredibly dead on what Harrison Smith had to say last night in the 6 to 8 p.m. Sunday show. And we're going to come back and talk about all of that and why they're so scared of Dr. Robert Malone talking about mass formation psychosis. You realize how big a deal it is that that's a term they use to control us, and then he points it out, and I show you all the military documents in Europe and the U.S. admitting they're doing the exact thing to us, creating mass hysteria and fear and psychosis, and then the Google tries to block it while they have separate articles with Google bragging about how wonderful it is they're controlling us. I just showed you that last hour. Please go to InfoWars.com. Please take it. Put it on your website. Put it on your, share it however you want. I don't care. Copy it. Plagiarize it. Do whatever you want. Because it's not plagiarism if I tell you I don't care about the credit. All I care about is you warning people. See the mass formation psychosis term censored by Google following bombshell Dr. Malone interview. That's an article we put out yesterday. And then the new article is on InfoWars.com, specifically dealing with breaking information. Here it is, right here. Breaking information. Mass formation psychosis admittedly used by governments as tool of population control, and they don't want you to even know the trick they're using on you, because when you know about the trick of the magician, when you're 3 years old and see a magician pull a rabbit out, you think it's real. When you're 6 years old, your dad shows you it's in a hidden box underneath the hat, you go, oh my gosh, why didn't I see it before?
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special. And that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Information. It's Alex Jones.
The horror! Australian man sets self on fire over COVID vaccine passports. The article's on InfoWars.com. He gave his life. We wish he wouldn't have. To expose what was happening, set himself on fire inside of his car, and the media spun it that he tried to firebomb people. A Melbourne man immolated himself, even to run over a couple hundred people, he'd been a hero in the news, according to the left, they were white. A Melbourne man immolated himself in front of a horrified onlookers in protest of the nation's draconian COVID vaccine passport system. One of the bystanders captured footage of the heartbreaking incident over the weekend, explaining the man had been screaming about vaccine passports and digital ID. He just effing blew up a car, is how they're spinning it. Again, if he'd have just run over 60, 70 people and killed 6 people, like Waukesha, it would have been the car that did it. Car blows up, killing man. But because he self-immolated himself inside of his car. Well, now he's a terrorist, even though nobody got hurt. See how the liberal spin, the behavioral psychology works, where they've got all the corporate media and all the banks and all the propaganda and the police and the military behind them. They can pose as the left and claim they're fighting the establishment. But if we go back to Vietnam, you had the Buddhists that were neutral but just sick of the bombing and the murdering and the killing. And they're like, you know what? You guys are all so into death. I'm going to pour a gallon of gasoline on myself and meditate for 2 minutes while I die. This is my protest. And, of course, nowadays they'd say, terrorist tries to burn people on the street. But when you actually kill a bunch of people on purpose because they're white, well, then they cover it up and say, oh, it was just an SUV kills six, runs over 50 plus. And that's how the technocrats think they're going to control things and then further insert us to go to school or go to our jobs or go to court. Oh, it's not just going to be a Zoom trial you got to have. It's a metaverse trial where the judge is there and everyone's there. And now they can put in whatever data or info they want to fully confuse your brain. This is the next level of this sick scientific cult's attack. Glenn Greenwald slams dystopian MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Twitter ban in epic thread, exposed truth about COVID-19 and truth how it's not a vaccine and truth how it doesn't work and truth how they're suppressing it. And so she joined the ranks of Alex Jones and Donald Trump. And I know she criticized the internet, so she tried to fight it, but where was Trump? He would speak out against it, but he could have stopped it. He even had control the first few years of the House and Senate. It's the same thing today. Where is Trump? Half measures yet again. Joe Rogan joins Gitter, G-E-T-T-R, in anticipation of censorship on Twitter, getting even dumber. And I love Joe, and people should follow him, and it's great. I actually texted a bunch of my crew at like 5 a.m. this morning. I woke up, I said, hey, Gitter's getting really big, and Joe's promoting it. Can we do articles to come join InfoWars on there? But, of course, it's an article about Joe Rogan and how you should go join him. Because I love my crew, and I'm the same way. We don't see ourselves as important. InfoWars isn't important. Everybody else is. And so never promote InfoWars. Never push InfoWars. And I'm like, hey, if I sent them text messages, I said, promote Joe all you want. That's great. But InfoWars is kind of the Joe Rogan channel, which is fine. I love Joe. We hang out all the time. But Joe's not being censored as much. We're being censored. We have to promote InfoWars or we won't be here. And you know, I kind of have to remind myself about that. But if you go into the article, we've now updated with a link at the top to follow InfoWars on there. And I'm going to be using that more and more. A lot of key postings there daily. But I'm going to take over my Gitter account and start using it myself today. If you want to find it, it's in the article about Joe Rogan on InfoWars.com. Because, you know, Joe's great. And Joe's kicking ass. Has a lot of courage. We love him. But he's got hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank. I don't. We're barely on air. So I'm like, tell my crew, I'm like, we probably want to promote ourselves occasionally. Or we probably, when we do a Dr. Robert Malone interview, we probably want to put one of our bugs on it or maybe mention ourselves. Just maybe. Or this building will shut down. The lights will turn off. But it doesn't matter. That won't happen. Because people, prophets not known in their own country. I don't mean that about myself. My own wonderful crew doesn't realize how important they are. That's why Drudge was always so smart when he would say, a person with a blog is just as important as the New York Times because you have an opinion. You can see things. You can write things. You can take photos. You can shoot videos. Just people want you. And yes, we are just as valuable as Joe Rogan. And I love my crew. I'm just doing this out in the open because even when I get on my knees and just say, hey, this is a great platform exploding. Can we get a link up? Can we talk about it? It's like, nope. We're not talking about ourselves. And I get it. In fact, I can do the ultimate not talk about myself, which, again, I told you I'm not going to do it. I'm strongly considering quitting. Not because of the lawsuits or the attacks of January 6th committee, just because I'm sick of this, man. I've been doing this so long. And you, maybe once I'm gone, people will care. Maybe when InfoWars is going bankrupt and shutting down, I just walk out of here. I bet there'll be some Alex Jones articles then. I bet there'll be some articles about the videos we're doing or the interview. I bet we might actually hear about ourselves. But see, you don't know what you got till it's gone, right? That's how it works. But I have a responsibility to try to stay on air. It's just weird to learn the algorithms of how people operate and how things go and just like when we celebrate an interview we've done and make a big deal about it, the listeners care, and they think it must be important, and they share it. We're always like, yeah, here's something we did. I'm going to hide that back here. Put it right over here. You can't see it. And then maybe, ladies and gentlemen, we have the documents and the big article on Infowars.com. We have it. We have it all right there. Where they launched the mass formation psychosis and militaries are using it against us and admitting they're doing it. And then we've got Google and everybody censoring it, saying it doesn't exist. How powerful is it to go, here's the military psyop used to brainwash you. People are like, my own crew's like, that's us. Screw it. Hell, burn, pour gasoline on that. Hell, we ought to burn. In fact, I want to burn that article. Print me the article. I'm burning it on air. In fact, bring me a lighter. Not burning on air, they'll care about it. Seriously, I'll burn that damn article on air. Print it for me again. I'll piss on it. I'll bury it. I'll take that article outside, and I will dig a 2-foot hole, and I will bury it. People are like, that's where InfoWars goes. Buried. That's where our articles go, is in the dirt, because we're pathetic, because we're nobody, because we never did anything, and we don't matter. Seriously. Oh, let us fall over ourselves, over, you know, half-wits. Like, oh, look, somebody discovered there's a new world order. Somebody discovered there's a great reset. Here, let's fall over ourselves about that. Not venting at anybody. That's why I just want to go. Maybe it's time. Seriously, just time for me to go, and you guys can handle it yourselves. Because, again, I asked 5 a.m., hey, send to everybody, hey, can we write an article about, you know, Joe's on Getter and we need to get on Getter, people to follow us on there because we need to have a way to reach people outside our own system? No, you don't get that, Jones. you get nothing. Because we haven't trailblazed. We haven't been successful. We haven't changed the whole paradigm. I mean, it's all the major leaders. We woke up. But still, we're in Austin, and you're Texans, and you know Jones has got a redneck accent, so he's not a Californian. We can't promote it. You know how it works. Yeah, we're not going to talk about it. We're not going to talk about ourselves. We're not going to post our own videos. We're going to post videos about what Rachel Maddow's doing and what CNN said with no viewers. We're going to have InfoWars be all about that. We'll just talk all day about what the left is doing. Not about other criminals, not about other pedophiles, not about other devil worshipers. No, we'll just talk about fantasy land all day because that's what we do. And that's why we'll fail. That's okay. It's liberal. I understand. Liberal, 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 liberal. As long as it's liberal.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta. Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Because I'm going to get mad. I'm just sick of it all. I'm sick of everybody going along to get along. I'm sick of everybody just behaving like we're watching a football game. And you've got Team New World Order and you got Team America. I guess my mind, my brain knows I'm about to burn this. And it's preemptively telling me not to do it because I started just hacking and coughing during the break. I'm not sure why. So, imagine if you had UK Ministry of Defense, Pentagon documents from the US, European Union documents, Australian documents, New Zealand documents, admitting to the world that the military was using PSYOP disinformation illegally against their own people to scare them into submission in the name of the noble lie to save them from COVID, which had actually been cooked up by them and released and was actually a global takeover plan. But that's what's happening. And so we had Dr. Robert Malone make a big deal about this and talk about this in a big viral interview last week, which we've already played clips of. He talked about mass formation psychosis, which is a technical term for mass psychosis, or what I call mass Stockholm syndrome when they submit to the tyranny. And how Now, it's admittedly used by governments. In the Paul Joseph Watson article today on Infowars.com, links to all these sites, but who cares? I mean, who cares it's premeditated? Who cares it's admittedly real? Who cares they're now censoring you learning about it? It must not be a big deal if they're fighting to suppress it. Imagine people read how they're being controlled. They read how they're criminally being screwed over. It'd be like if you found your neighbor's diary because it fell out of their car on the road and was open and it said, I screw Mr. Johnson's wife almost every night when he works the late shift. He's such a dumbass. I had him over last week to play poker. He had no idea I just had sex with his wife five times the last week and how much she hates him and how she wishes he didn't snore. I tell you, my neighbor's a punk. Imagine the diary's open on the street. You see the name of your wife. You pick it up. You're you talk to your neighbor. And he just says, I don't know anything about your wife. I don't know anything to your wife. You know, this is your diary. This is your diary. Some of this stuff, I was on vacation with you. I know this is yours. No, it's not. You're a racist. You're a conspiracy theorist. I mean, we have them committing the crimes. We have the Davos group. We have the admissions. We have it all. And it becomes obscene to sit up here and talk about this. Like Robert Malone said, it's obscene that they're doing this. It is disgusting that they publicly meet and discuss how they're going to screw us over all day. And that I'm supposed to just sit here every day and chronicle how they're screwing us. I wasn't even mad at the crew. The crew's great running the show, and Steve Watts is great. My whole point was, oh, look, Joe got millions of followers on Getter in one day. We could get on Getter. We're already on Getter. We should promote that and ask them to promote us because I want to be able to talk to people and warn them. And it's like, yeah, we'll write another article about Joe Rogan. Because I get nothing succeeds like success, except InfoWars is the fount of getting the analysis of what's happening. And I don't, that's another frustrating part. I don't think people are stupid. Why did no one else know they had government documents calling it mass psychosis and mass fear, paranoia, hysteria? They admit that's what they're doing. It'd be like if the police saw a guy driving erratically, they pull him over, and there's a dead kid in the trunk. And the police find videotapes of him killing the kid. You think you'd use that in court, right? No, the police are like, well, we've got the video of him killing her, but we're not going to do anything with it. They wouldn't do that. We have them. We have them. We have them. And people have to get out of their damn trances now. But what got me is watching the man burn himself up in front of the police station in Australia, protesting that his business had been shut down because he wouldn't take the deadly injections. And then they called him a firebomber because he burned himself up. How those scumbags spun that makes me sick. So here, people love stunts. Here it is. People will like this better because your freedoms are being burned up. We got the article breaking mass formation psychosis mentally used by governments as a tool of population control. And notice how they do it. Those of us they know are awake, they spin it like, oh, well, sensory if you tell people too much. Try to wake people up. If you try to tell people they're being screwed, that censors too. It's anything that gets you out of your comfort zone. It's all about getting you to comfortably destroy yourself, comfortably go along with the annihilation of humanity and all this evil. So here, I'll do it. I'll do it for everybody. Since it needs to be done, let's just burn the truth. You know, it's absolutely true. Let's forget mass formation psychosis. I agree with Google. Don't talk about it or you'll get your social credit score shut down. Shut your filthy mouths. Good. Get rid of your population right now, scum. Shut your mouth up. They probably love it. They're probably like, good job. He burned himself to death. Now shut his dirty pie hole up. There you go. Screw that InfoWars story. Shut up, those people. Too many of you anyways. And the globalists will say that. They're like, Jones, I've had them tell me in private conversations. Haven't had them in years with them. Jones, these people are going to eat you alive. You think we're bad? They're way worse than us. They're just not conscious. You need to join us. You can protect yourself and your family in the future and be in your rightful place. You'll never be able to help these animals. You watch. You try to help them. They'll try to destroy you. Well, you know what? There's a lot of children out there that are good people. There's a lot of good people that aren't scum. There are a lot of scum out there in the general public as well. But the worst scum I ever seen and the worst people I've ever seen are these New World Order people. And you got the worst feeling, too. My spirit feels dead around you people. So I'd rather be frustrated out here battling you guys than be on the winning team, cutesy facing around, and everybody kiss your ass and going to all your little globalist Hollywood trash meetings. You people are losers, and you're all going where Jeffrey Epstein and his disgusting pedophile associate are going. You understand that? I don't care who you are, what New World Order scumbag you are. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Piers Morgan. I don't care if you are Anderson Cooper. I don't care if you're David Rockefeller. I don't care if you're Bill Gates. I don't care if you're Klaus Schwab. I don't care if you're Leonardo DiCaprio. I don't care if you're Tom Hanks. I don't care who you are. You are sacks of cowardly, filthy, predatory, anti-human, satanic collaborator garbage, and you will be destroyed. Here's a whole nother report. It was up Saturday on InfoWars.com. We checked the websites. We looked at the federal government. It's true. They're counting a 20-plus-year-old cold mutation as COVID-19 and telling those people to stay locked down or be intubated. Here's a clip of that. Full video's on InfoWars.com.
So my brother's been sick for a few days, and the place he works makes him go get a COVID test. Hey, fine, great. He calls me and says, hey, I tested positive for COVID. They're sending me home for about 5 to 7 days. I'm like, okay, are you all right? He goes, yeah. He goes, actually told me that it's a real mild case of COVID. I'm like, that's weird. So you have Omicron? He goes, no, they said it wasn't Omicron. I'm like, did they give you anything to keep? He goes, yeah. I said, send it to me. I want to see what this is. This is what he sent me. So you look at everything that's not detected, and you see the one thing that is detected, coronavirus 229E. Now, I didn't know what that was, so I looked it up. Coronavirus 229E is the cold. My brother got sent home from work because he has a cold. Now, if you extrapolate this out across the country and all the positive COVID tests that are coming back, are they counting the cold as COVID positives? If they are, it explains a lot. It explains why cases are jumping everywhere. But also, what's really behind them wanting to count the cold as a COVID positive test? There's something kind of crazy going on to me. I'm not the exact epitome of conspiracy theorists, but this one smells a little bit, right? Anyway, that's all I got. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
Yes, they're counting any coronavirus as the virus. Yes, they're counting all colds as it. That's why they're like, oh, you don't get sick from it, but you all got it, so we got to shut your company down. It's to collapse civilization. Then the big banks have unlimited money to prop up their companies that don't go bankrupt, and then they take over. Then they dictate the terms of your surrender through the social credit score. It's not coming. It's here. And it's a total nightmare. We've got to get the general public organized and fight it. And we got to realize the average Republican leader knows this, but is too cowardly to cover it. That's why we're in so much trouble. Our problem isn't the Democrats. Our problem is the so-called conservative opposition. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Every